Hello, and in the programme this week, internal conflict forces the Hare Krishna movement to overhaul its image in the United States. You're listening to Focus on Faith on the World Service of the BBC. The Hare Krishna movement, an offshoot of mainstream Hinduism, which takes as the focal point of its devotion veneration of the god Krishna, is facing internal division. Weighed down by factional strife, allegations of child sex abuse and attendant lawsuits, the movement is urgently trying to reform itself. Leslie Goff now reports from New York on the task it faces in regaining the popularity it once had 40 years ago.
Hare Krishna devotees with their shaved heads, saffron-coloured robes and drums were out in force recently at New York City's annual Ratha Yatra Festival, which is dedicated to Lord Krishna. The celebrations, however, covered over some of the tensions that are ripping the movement apart. Since their height in the 1960s and 70s, the Krishnas have seen their numbers dwindle, in part because of revelations of a widespread child sex abuse scandal. A high-profile, multi-million-dollar lawsuit brought last year by 44 former Krishna students alleging they were subjected to sexual and emotional torture by their elders at the movement's boarding schools in India and the United States has still not been settled. Satyabhama Davidasi was a devotee who left South Africa to join the Krishnas in New York. She says though she was not sexually abused, she was one of many badly exploited by false gurus.
I am one such victim where I felt like I have surrendered my profession as a teacher in South Africa and given up all my assets and all my valuables. And I had been exploited, and I would say I'd been treated like a polished slave. They do not obey the four regulative principles that Prabhupada has laid out. No gambling, no illicit sex, no meat eating. We find like in the history of the ISKCON gurus, they fall away with the female disciples whom they're supposed to regard as their daughters. So it's, in a way, it's like incest. But still they hang on to this position of saying, I'm a pure devotee, I'm a guru.
It all started to go wrong for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the Krishna's official name, after Sri Prabhupada, the Indian-born guru who founded the movement, died in the late 1970s. Here he is speaking to devotees.
By the grace of Krishna, we have got all this. There is no poverty, there is no scarcity, there is good chance of education, and you are wealthy, beautiful, everything.
After Prabhupada's death, his disciples declared themselves gurus and set about carving up the lucrative ISKCON worldwide empire, which included millions of dollars of property in the United States, Europe and India. Now, in an effort to rehabilitate Prabhupada, a breakaway group, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness Revival Movement, or IRM, has been set up. The president of the chapter in Calcutta, India, Adridharan Das, is one of its leading members.
Our first and foremost mission is to restore him as the guru of the institution and restore his teachings as he had preached and practiced. There's a lot of little civil wars going on, naturally, but by restoring the founder to back to his movement, it is actually defranchising all the other 90 gurus who are actually enjoying the assets, enjoying the disciples, which was actually meant to be offered to the founder.
Among those opposed to the revival movement is ISKCON official Satyaraj Das.
The IRM, their reform is not really reform as such, but it's a sort of deification of the movement's founder, Prabhupada, trying to make him a Christ-like personality, saying that he is the only guru, which is clearly not the philosophy of ISKCON or its tradition. In the ISKCON tradition, and it's an ancient tradition, the guru is always there with the disciple. If he passes away at a certain time, then the leading followers of that guru then become gurus themselves, if they're so qualified.
But support for the Krishna movement's attempts at reform have won backing from an unlikely place. The American Family Foundation, a group which monitors the activities of cults in the United States, was once one of the Hare Krishna's bitterest critics. It recently threw its support behind the revival movement's attempts at transforming ISKCON. American Family Foundation President Herb Rosedale.
Well, there are going to be some people who believe the parts that are worth preserving are more important. So you don't just leave. You try and make a change and be responsive. There may be a desire to keep a complete element of control and uniformity, but growth and maturity tends to force the diversity. And what's happened is a number of those people have spoken out and have created what I would call small autonomous groups within an overall movement. And it is not at all unusual when you study the history of movements, whether they be religious movements or they be political movements, to see diversity arise, strains, differences, leadership contests. And I think it's a different view as to what is necessary in order to preserve the integrity and the good parts of what are perceived to be a religious movement. Not at all unusual, and I empathize very greatly with those people who are the reformers within the movement.
Leslie Goff's report.